Changing minds one thought at a time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Show Empowering Women series. Good evening, Akina. How are you doing today?
I am great. How about yourself, Jessica?
You know, I am doing really awesome. I just have had such an amazing, amazing, powerful week. You know, this week was my very first week as a full-time network marketer, full-time entrepreneur. You know, and you know I had moved to New Jersey to, you know, get to start a new job, to start a new life here. And with the certifications I have, it just didn't work out. And I have just made a really powerful choice this week. I was going to spend the week. I was going to be a full-time entrepreneur and really moving forward that's what I want to be and who I want to be. And it was just a really, really amazing and powerful week. You know, one of the things that Keenan and I, we're so, like, I want to say blessed that we don't have to worry about anybody else, right? We are single women. You know, we are doing things on our own. But there are so many entrepreneurs, there's so many people listening onto the call tonight that are moms, that have husbands or wives, and they are, you know, they have so much more to balance. And it's for that reason that tonight we really have a special treat for you guys. We brought on somebody tonight who really is just a balanced living expert, someone who is incredible with balance. This person is a mompreneur. She's very, very passionate about helping women, especially mothers, to find time in their busy lives to make their network marketing businesses or their entrepreneur suits really, really come to fruition. We're in the same company. We're friends. We're teammates. I love this woman, and I'm so excited to welcome my friend, Sarah Vargas, to the call. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Absolutely. You know, Sarah, I have to say, like, for me, I just finished my full-time schooling. I was in just last week a full-time student. I was a full-time teacher as well, and, you know, an athlete, training for all these things. And I have to say, like, my hat goes off to you. I don't know how you do it as a mother. You know, I was teasing the other day on my Facebook when I had said that, you know, I had babysat my younger cousins, and I played on the trampoline with them for 1 hour, and I run marathons, but they knocked me out, even when my marathons, you know, I feel great afterwards. So as a mother and being an entrepreneur, that must be so challenging. I just want to give you an opportunity tonight to really just help our listeners who are mothers on the call tonight, to really just listen to the strategies you can teach them on how to build their business from the nooks and crannies of their day. How do you find balance as a mompreneur?
Well, it took a little bit of time to figure out and organize myself. I used to work for corporate for 10 years and used to work my business on the side part-time. And that was easy because I could do it in the nooks and crannies of my day at the office, running around when the kids weren't around. But I got laid off this past January 31st, and I started working my business full time. It was overwhelming in the beginning just because I was home with my kids, and I was used to being in the office and working my business. So I was in the middle of texts, calls, and then my kids would be crying, following me and serving breakfast and lunch, and I was so disorganized. So I said to myself, I get to ground myself, be grounded and organized, because this has to work for me and for my family. So I just did a schedule. I got a planner, and that's very important in this business. You got to be organized. That's key to succeed. So organizing myself was key. So I started putting times in the morning. And even if it's silly, making breakfast, you know, from putting times just so you realize what time, not that you're going to follow, I'm going to be 2 hours with my kids. No, it's just for yourself to organize yourself and be present for your kids, because it's not fair for them to be playing and then the phone rings and you have to answer that phone call. Have times having times for my phone calls at night, maybe a text here and there when my daughter was taking a nap and my son was in school. Because to be a mom and to be an entrepreneur and to be a wife, it's not easy, you know. So first, you come first. You got to be grounded in what you want to do and what kind of dreams you want, what you want to create in your business, and write down your goals for the week and be grounded with your business and yourself. Give time to yourself in the morning to do yoga, work out, go for a run, clear your head, and do you. Because without you, there's no wife, there's no mom, because you'll fall apart. So you're going to get grounded, do yoga, meditate, think to yourself, whatever you could do in the early morning to get grounded. Then it's mommy time, you know, in the morning, getting the kids ready to school. So you have that time, and then you don't feel pressure to do things that you may not be able to do from your business while you're running around. You have to set yourself time. That was very important for me as a mompreneur to organize my schedule. So that's how I started in the beginning.
Yeah, you know, that's so powerful. And I love how you're sitting, you know, and you're saying from a perspective of a mom that it's really, really important to get organized and to really just figure things out, get things planned in. And I have to say, it is important for anyone. And, you know, a lot of people, like I said, are listening to the calls who are mothers. And there's a lot of people listening to the calls that are not mothers, but they are entrepreneurs. And for me, I couldn't agree more that, you know, you have to be organized. I actually did a lot of work in organization. And Akina and I both took a class with Susan Sly, Organize Your Life. And I have to say, it was one of the most profoundly impacting things I did for my business. It really was. And for me, just the idea that I make a schedule and carve out those times. And one of the things I know Susan Sly says, if you don't write it down, it's not going to happen. Well, it's really true. I mean, for me, I have it planned out. I plan the time I'm going to wake up, and I plan out my meditation. You know, I plan out my exercise. And I do start my day every single day, like no compromise, no questions asked. Sometimes I have to wake up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock to make it happen. But I start off my day with meditation. I start off my day with gratitude. I use the affirmation and gratitude journal that we actually publish. I use that every day, writing down what I'm grateful for and starting off my day in that way. It's essential that you're really, like, looking in those times. And even as someone who's not a mother, and even as someone who does have probably more time freedom than someone else in the call listening in, you know, it really is crucial that you do carve out times. When are you going to do your business? When are you going to get your workout in? When are you going to do, you know, all the things that you need to do? You know, when are you going to spend time with your friends and family? You know, even if you're not a mom, you still have people in your life that love you, that appreciate you, that you deserve to spend time with. And I love how you're talking about, like, scheduling that in. Now, my question for you is, you know, as a mother, how do you prioritize? So that's something I know so many women struggle with. As a mother, how do you prioritize what's really important, especially when it comes to business decisions? I know so many people, so many, you know, really well-intentioned people will spend a lot of time on their network marketing business doing things that will not actually produce income. And I know that because I was one of them. I have shiny object syndrome. I'll do whatever, you know, looks great and sounds great at the time. But I was doing a lot of things, and I thought I was putting a lot of work in. But the truth is, a lot of what I'm doing really wasn't income producing. A lot of what I was doing, excuse me, because I have changed my way since then. A lot of what I was doing was not income producing. So how, as a mother, you know, when you, it's really important that, you know, you only have a limited amount of time. How do you select what the most important thing for you to do in that time is?
Yes, that's, thanks for that question, because it's really important. Prioritizing is really, really key as well after organizing yourself. But definitely your priority, you have to set your priorities in how fast you want your business to grow, how fast you want it to duplicate. So what I prioritize my time, of course, my kids come first, but right now this business has to also come first to free my family and to keep freeing my family so we don't have to go back to working for corporate, you know, and keep this business growing. So duplication for me is key. So I set times at night. Definitely my priority is to talk to my team to make sure they have my support in three-way calls, three-way inbox Facebook messages, me making calls to make sure they're okay, they need anything from me. So my priority is my team, because without them, you know, we're nothing. So I want to make sure that I'm there for them before I start any calls with new people. My team is first. I'm prioritizing that for my business. And I do that when in the mom schedule, when my son is in school, and my daughter is taking a nap. So I do that for 2 hours throughout my day. And now that it's summertime, I have to reorganize my schedule and maybe change it for at night when my daughter is in bed and my son is just chilling and not too active. Because, again, kids come first, but also this is important. My team is very important for me and their success as well.
You know, you brought up a very good point about, you know, your family has to be important, but the business has to be important too. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the call, but I am actually the child of a mompreneur. And, you know, so I applaud all mompreneurs because I saw the struggle. And I mean, and it was times when, as a child, I wanted more of her time than she could give. And, you know, and I'm sure I made her feel absolutely horrible for it. But, you know, in the end, you know, I really wasn't hurt because, you know, she gave me everything that I needed and provided. Tell us about times and how different strategies to deal with when the family may be pulling at you, but you need to do your business too. What strategies do you use during those times?
During the times that we are doing stuff as a family, you mean?
Well, you know, when you would rather have more, when they would rather have more of your time than the business, but you have to give the business more time, you know, when you pull between the two.
Yes, yes. My kids are little, and they require a lot of my, especially my little one, right? My son understands a little more now. He's like, and when I say to him, I'm working, I'm working, he kind of quiets down, and he knows that if he waits, he's going to get my time. The phone calls are quick. When I'm around them, and all of a sudden someone calls me that I actually need to talk to, usually I schedule my calls for later, but, you know, someone may be calling. They need something quick, so I'm talking for 5-10 minutes, and my son understands. He's older. My daughter, on the other hand, she starts screaming, and she, you know, so I have to tell that person, listen, I want to be 100% present for what you're telling me right now. Give me 30 minutes, or I'll call you when I come back home if I'm somewhere with the family or something. And they understand. You know, my team or people are very understanding in that sense. Usually what I do, and this helps a lot, you mompreneurs or anybody who's doing a business where, you know, you have a chaotic, busy life, voice messages on iMessage or Facebook voice message are the best because you can, it's a minute, you know, so you have a minute to say something quick and they can text you and there's no need of that phone call. So that is for me key and that's what I use a lot with my team or a prospect that has a question or something. I'm like, la, 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 on the voice message, you need this, you need to do that. Let me know later. I'll be available for you at 8. And that's how I do it, and it's quick because it's family time, you know, and even with my husband, you know, I got to be present with them and I can't be on the phone and be distracted of something that we're doing as a family, so it's not fair for them. When it's family time, it's family time. I could give 5 minutes and that's it.
And that's really powerful. You know, I agree, and it's amazing that when you carve out time for specific things that people really start to respect your boundaries. You know, even for me, I had a friend of mine who really just wanted to share a victory with me that she had this week. And, you know, we kept playing kind of like, oh, yeah, let's get in touch. And she'd call me and when she had time and I wouldn't be able to pick up. And I'd call her and she wouldn't be able to pick up. And, you know, finally I sent her a message and I said, listen, I said, you are really important to me and I really want to make sure I have the time to be able to talk with you and hear what you want to, like, tell me. I said, let's schedule a time to talk that we can both commit to because it's something I really want to happen. And that's what I really love about it. And she was so grateful. And when people, like, listen to that, they're thinking, well, you're scheduling time to talk with your friends. That's, like, completely crazy. But in the same sense, right, if you are busy, if you're a very productive person, if you're really a successful person and there's a lot of demands for your time, it's really the way that you need to be. You know, for me, when I'm doing business, I'm fully present with my business. I'm not looking, I use Facebook for business, but I'm not looking at, like, messages coming up to my friends. I'm not, if you call me, I will not pick up the phone. If it's during times, I schedule my office hours if I know it's not business related. Right? If my friends want to go to run, I love to run. You know, I had scheduled 2 hours of time today. That was my business time. My friend said, hey, come for a run. I know these are my business. This is the time I dedicated to my business. I can't do it now. So I really love how you're talking about, like, it's going to make you more successful when you delegate time for specific things. And the great part about it is that when you're intentional and you're scheduling things in advance, and you're picking those hours in advance, you get to pick the balance that you want to live. So you can live that balance. If you want to put, for you, your kids are really important, obviously, right? So if you want to say, okay, I'm going to spend 20 hours a week with my kids privately, well, I know in order to reach my business goals and be whoever I need to be for my family, I'm going to need 15 hours a week. Well, you can pick that in and you can schedule them in advance. You get to schedule what balance looks like for you. You know, a lot of times where people get overwhelmed and really is when they're kind of living in chaos and it's, let me handle this as it comes up and that as it comes up, and I'll try to do all these things and all at the same time and I have no plan, right? It's chaotic. It's making me anxious just even thinking about it. When you say, okay, this is the time of day I'm going to spend with my family. This is the time of day I'm going to spend for myself, and this is the time of day that I'm going to spend for my business, you know, it's much, it really is much more balanced, and you're just going to have that intentional choice. And you're going to find it leads to greater productivity, because when you're able to be fully present in your business, then you're going to find that you're getting better results. So for me, one of the things that I know, and I think this is like to what Akina was leading to, is it may be very easy for Akina and I to say, okay, we're going to spend 3 hours on our business, and it's going to be from 12 to 3. And, you know, for me right now, right, obviously from 9 to 9:30, I have my podcast. I don't have to worry about anyone coming in and touching me. I live by myself. I'm sitting in my back porch. No one's coming here, right? There's no one. I have no kids that are going to be crying in the background. No one's going to be coming and, you know, do something with me, right? So how, as a mother, do you communicate to your family when your business times are? Now, obviously, you have your family time, and I'm not talking about, you know, when you're with your family at a time you set for your family, the D family time, but when you have a delegated time, you know, and like Akina said, she learned to respect her mother's business time. At some point, as an entrepreneur and even as a mother, and I don't know what the answer to this is because I'm not in that situation, but if you want to be successful, you have to find business hours. So what do you do when, you know, your daughter decides she wants to play, I don't know, Candyland or Hungry Hungry Hippos during your business hours? How do you deal with that?
I make her, you know, the great thing about having kids is that you mold them your way, you know, and she's little. So let's say I have my schedule for 1 p.m. to do some networking or calls when she's supposed to be taking a nap, and, you know, God knows that day she doesn't want to take a nap. What I do is I bring a little bowl of bars or cereal or cookies that she likes, and I sit her with a book or her favorite toy or the little iPad and put ABC songs, and I know she's going to be okay. And what it's great about this business and the people that I connect with is that they know that I'm a mom, and they know me, and they know my priorities is my family and my business. So they get it, and if I have to interrupt, I say, hey, give me a minute, I'm going to serve my daughter water. They get it. Even if it's business, this is how I run my business. It's true. It's real. It's my chaotic mom life, you know, and I'm running a successful multiple-figure income business that's growing us every day. So they get it, and they appreciate that, okay, if she can do it while her daughter's crying in the background and she's successful, I can do it too. So I don't get stressed out. I just tell them, I'm like, can you give me 1 second? I want to pay attention to you, but let me serve my daughter water because she didn't take a nap and she's here. They get it. So that's the magic of being a stay-at-home mompreneur, where you can fit all that, and people get it. People are open to that. So I don't find it as a problem. I take it graciously that I'm grateful that my kids are here and I'm not actually at work. You know, I could be open and be like, listen, wait. So I just manage it as it comes. I manage it as it comes.
That makes a whole lot of sense, you know. And it's a good thing to be able to be at home with your children and, you know, and still be able to make your income, you know, and creating the life of your dreams. Now, if someone was to ask you why, what's the best part of being a mompreneur, what would that be?
Being present for my kids, not missing the word that my daughter said, and my mom told me, oh, you know what Cassandra said today? She was so cute. I'm not missing any milestone. I'm not missing any word that I didn't get to hear first. My son's little cute words, giving me kisses. Right now he's right here next to me. He gets it. He just gave me a kiss in the hand because he knows I'm working and I'm talking to you. And he knows not to interrupt. He's a big boy. And I'm grateful for that. That my kids are seeing that I'm a hardworking mom. I'm doing everything I can to provide to them, as well as my husband. We're both entrepreneurs that are working hard for them to have the best life.
Yeah, that's really powerful. You know, I think anyone who gets into network marketing, it's really about time freedom. You know, and like I said, I did just make this choice this week. Okay, I'm going to do my business full time. And it's really about just knowing that you can have anything you want and that you already have everything you need to be able to create anything you want. And, you know, everyone's situation is different. And everyone listening to the call tonight, you know, whether you're listening in real time or you're listening in podcast mode, everybody has a different situation. But what we really want to communicate to you, and the reason why we brought Farah on the call, and thank you so much, Farah, for coming on the call tonight, is that it doesn't matter who you are. You know, it doesn't matter what your circumstance is. It doesn't matter, like, whatever it is. Someone else has transcended whatever you're going through and has been successful. And that's what we want to communicate to you. You know, if you're sitting here saying, you know, my health isn't great. You know, I'm a mom. I have too much debt. I'm too busy. I have this job. I have this. I have that. I'm full-time at this, this, and that. You know, we want you to know. You know, we truly believe that you can be anyone that you want to be. You can create anything that you want to create with your life. And I personally believe that everybody deserves the gift of network marketing. And, you know, I was talking to Akina about it earlier, but it's the absolute only business where the only way that you can be successful is when other people are successful. And it's just such an amazing field where I don't even look at, and a lot of times people, and I want to just bring this up on the podcast because people, you know, hear the word network marketing, when they don't get it, they think, okay, it's sales, and they kind of get this icky connotation to it. I don't look at it selling anything. You know, I believe that I'm a coach, and I offer people I coach people on how to change their lives. You know, we both happen to be in a company where we help people to get healthy and help people to get wealthy. And, I mean, health and wealth are the two greatest things. Like, if you're a mom, period, never mind a mompreneur, if you're, I mean, a woman, period, I mean, what more important could there be? And being financially stable and being in really great health. And for me, it is such a privilege and such an honor to be able to share that opportunity with people every day, to be able to give people the gift that I received when I got healthy, when I changed my life, when I was able to add extra income, and when I was able to now have the freedom to say, I'm going to do this full time. I'm going to coach people full time in really changing their lives. It is so powerful. I mean, it is just life-changing. It is life-altering. And the impact is global. Like, we have the ability to really, truly, truly change the world. And I was talking about this with Akina right before the show that, you know, right now with the company we're with, Farah and Akina, but even in other companies too, I mean, it's groundbreaking that mothers all around the world, mothers in developing countries, are starting to have an opportunity to do a business that they could have never had access to. You know, women or young girls are getting to go to school because of the money that their mother is bringing in from their network marketing business for the very first time. Think about the impact that will have on gender equality, on racial equality, on, you know, we look at all these problems in the world and we truly have something we're sitting on that has the ability to change it and is so powerful. So, you know, no matter what your circumstance is, just know that you are more than enough to be successful, to really go out and make a real, real lasting difference in this world through, like, the gift of network marketing. You really do. So, you know, on that note, you know, is there anything you want to add, Akina, on that note?
Yes. You know, I wanted to ask Phil, tell us a little bit about what you're doing with your network marketing. I do believe we were talking before the show and you were talking about your women empowerment work.
Yes. Well, I am connecting with a lot of mom groups because I want to empower couples. I want to empower husbands that are working so hard. I want to empower women that are looking for that way out. And like Jessica said, network marketing is a great vehicle to make things happen. So by deciding who I want to attract into my business, I've been connecting with a lot of moms that are looking into getting a healthier life. They're tired of trying so many things out there that don't work. And by me sharing that gift with them, the gift of health, I also share how this can impact their lives economically. And they get it. They get it because they see it in what I have accomplished. People that have been following me and my husband, and, well, I share that with them. And I make them believe in themselves because it all comes with believing in who you are and what you want to create for your family. And I build that for them. I do a lot of personal development with them. Some of them start coaching, listening to podcasts. And I share what I did because every master was once a disaster, like David Wood says, or something like that. And it's true. I started from zero, and I didn't believe that I could make this happen. And I did. And my family is so happy for it. My husband is free. He's doing his passions of cooking. I'm at home working with moms and other entrepreneurs. And that's what I'm empowering now, women to believe in themselves. And like Jessica said, this is a vehicle to create the dreams that you want to create and make them happen.
Wonderful, wonderful. So if someone out there wants to hear more about your story, more about your empowerment and how you're using the network marketing to reach out to moms and other people, how could they get in touch with you?
They can Facebook me and find me as Farah Rezuri Vargas, or they can send me a message. Now you can send messages on Instagram or follow me on Instagram, GetHealthyNow27. Usually I'm a Facebooker, and I love connecting with new people, so you'll see my profile's public, and you'll get to follow me there. And I'm here to support you in anything that you need to, or guide you the way you know you need to, or any support. I'm open. I'm open for supporting any woman that are looking for a change in transforming their lives.
Wonderful. If you had one point you wanted to give to the audience tonight, what would it be?
I'm sorry, say that again. My phone cut off.
I'm sorry. If you had one point that you wanted to share with the audience tonight, what would it be?
One point?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said before, freedom and time freedom and being able to be with your kids. And even if you're not a mompreneur, just to be able to do what you love and follow your passions, it's worth the work that you have to put to start something that you've never started before. So definitely go for it, that gut feeling that you have for a change and transforming something that you feel you need to transform. Do it. Go for it.
Awesome. Well, you know, that's really great advice. I couldn't have put it better myself. But Farah, thank you so much for being part of our call tonight. You know, we just appreciate you so much for taking the time out, being able to reach, you know, a part of our audience in a way we aren't able to do because we're not mothers. And it's really, this was very generous of you to come and really just, you know, give our listeners some advice.
Thank you both. I appreciate so much inviting me on this amazing Black Spot Radio, and I'm excited for everything that's about to flow now from this, and I'm very proud of you both. Are inspiring women and many entrepreneurs out there.
Thank you so much. It's our privilege, and it's really our honor to be able to do this every week. And you know, we always tell our listeners, you know, we love you so much. We're so grateful for you for listening to our calls, for allowing us to be part of your journey. You know, we've done a keynote at close to 120 calls. I don't know the exact number, but we're right around that range, and it's just been such a blessing to be able to do this consistently. The support that we have for this is overwhelming for everyone who's been on our call as a guest and for everyone who listens to our call. You know, on that note, if you want to hear our podcast again, we're just going to, you know, reiterate, we did move everything, so it's all on iTunes now. It is on Blog Talk Radio. You can get it at our website, Changing Minds Online. So please access our calls that way. If you want to hear a replay, or if you're a first-time listener and you want to hear another call,
you can go back and you can check us out, connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter, and, you know, we're all over the place. So we love you guys. God bless. We're going to be here on Sunday for our inspirational call. We have an amazing topic. Akeen and I just planned it out. We're super excited about it. So have a great night. Thank you again, Farah, for being on our call.
Thank you. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.